Today on the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, do you have the skills to actually be a podcaster? Turns out you do, and we're going to talk about promoting your podcast in a biblical kind of way.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your, that's right, just me and you. I'm your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. I want to thank you for tuning in. I know you're busy. We're going to get right to the point here shortly, but let's get that contact information out of the way. You can call me. It's 888-563-3228. You can use the voicemail button out of the website. You can leave a comment out at our website, which is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can also send me an email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to monetizing to producing, all points in between, because everything, and I mean everything you need to start a podcast, you can find it all in one place. And that is the schoolofpodcasting.com. Want to remind you, I will be speaking at Blog World in June. Still haven't found a roommate. Although Ken Blanchard from the Black Man with a Gun podcast sent me a great tip on staying in New Jersey and taking a ferry over. So if you're in New York and know a cheap place to stay, it's June 5th through the 7th. And want to let you know, I keep forgetting to tell people this. If you use the coupon code PODDAVE10, you can save 10% off whatever you get. And if you can't afford the trip to New York, look into getting the virtual packet, because there's a lot of great material going on there. And I'll be speaking Thursday with myself, Daniel J. Lewis, and Dan from Podcast Like a DJ, and Ray Ortega from the Podcasters Studio. And looking forward to that. We actually had our first kind of pre-meeting. And going to be very, very cool. But what I want to talk about today is, you know, some people think you have to be like the ultimate geek to be a podcaster. And I was thinking about this because somebody said, I don't have any music mixing experience. And I go, yes, you do. And they're like, no, I've never used a mixer in my life. And I say, yeah, but you actually have mixed music before, probably every day in your car. You turn up the volume until you can hear it over the sound of your engine and the sound of whatever's going on around you, and you mix the volume level until it sounds right. And I said, you know, I think a lot of people think they don't have the skills to be a podcaster, but you do. So let's number one, you need to be able to talk. And with that, can I say that you don't even need to talk well? If you listen to my podcast, I say the word, you know. I shouldn't point this out because it's going to be really annoying now. I say, you know, a lot. I do say more than I wish I would. But I've heard podcasts where people have, what's the word I'm looking for? There's no word for it. Some people sound like, no, that's, I don't want to be disrespectful. But some people have speech impediments. Let's just say that. Whether it's saying S's or lisp or whatever. You know, we all have, see, I just said it, you know, did you hear that? Go back and listen. I say it so fast, I don't even know it. But we all have our weird little idiosyncrasies of when we speak. So you got to be able to talk. But the great thing is you don't have to talk perfect. Now you need to press record. There's a button in your software, or in my case, a button on my portable recorder. And you know what? I think we've all been doing that for years on the cassette tape, on the VCR, on our TiVo. We're all pretty familiar with pressing record. And I know some of you go, you know, Dave, I listened to your podcast about getting into iTunes. I'll put a link to that out in the show notes. And it seems like there's a lot of steps. I'm not sure I'm ever going to get all those steps. Well, the good thing is once you get your podcast done and it's in iTunes, there's really only about 6 or 7 steps. You have to record it. You have to do ID3 tagging. You have to write some show notes, things like that. But it's really not that bad. But if you're thinking it's still a lot of steps, you know what? But I bet every morning you measure out just the right amount of water. You pull out just one coffee filter. You separate it from the pack, which in itself is kind of tricky. You pour the container of water that you measured out into a small opening, and you press the right button to create your coffee. And you position the coffee pot just in the right place, right? You mix this just the right amount of cream and sugar to get it to your right taste. So you have experience with mixing and doing things with multiple steps. And you might say, yeah, but you know, you've got to manage all these sound files. I don't know anything about sound files. Yeah, but if you can attach a file to an email, you know, that you send out, hey, here's a new picture of Junior in the pool, right? Or if you're uploading pictures to Facebook, that's file management. You're good to go. And like I said, you do have experience mixing, whether it's mixing coffee, mixing the car sound. You're familiar with turning things up and down until you get it to a desired level. So you have plenty of mixing experience. Now, I have some people say, it just seems kind of complicated. So did tying your shoes when you first started, and you got through that okay. You just have to be able to believe in yourself and know that you can get through it. Then you have people say, I don't know if I can afford it. Well, you couldn't afford your children when they were born, but you made that happen, right? But I talked about that in the past. There are plenty of things you can cut back on to, because really it costs you about $22 a month to podcast once you buy the equipment. And yes, if you want to, you can spend $1,000 on equipment, but you could also spend about the same amount as an Xbox, somewhere around the $200 to $300 range. Depends on how many people you have podcasting, things like that, but you can definitely afford it. I have some people say, I don't have any mouse skills. If that's the case, have a friend show you how to play solitaire on the computer. As a computer instructor, I'll tell you a little story once. I was teaching PowerPoint to a group of teachers in Columbus, Ohio. We were teaching the entire school district. It was fun. I got to teach nothing but PowerPoint for a week, and which was a barrel of laughs. And this woman came in, she was 63 years old, and cried because she didn't want to take the PowerPoint class. And she was deathly afraid of computers. She was guaranteed, she had guaranteed herself that she was going to break it, she was going to ruin it, and she didn't want to have to learn anything new because she was going to be retiring in a few years. And I just hate these things, she said. And to me, when I looked at her, I felt very compassionate for her because, number one, as human beings, we don't like change. We don't like to learn new things. Some of us want our 8-track tapes back, right? And I said, here, sit with me a second. I said, have you ever played the game Solitaire? She said, yeah, I play with my grandchildren. I said, no, check this out. You can play this on the computer. And I showed her how to play Solitaire. And we had fun. And at the end of it, I said, well, there you go. Now you have mouse skills. And she goes, what are mouse skills? I said, you can control that mouse on your computer. You can make that go where you want it to go. And she goes, well, okay. Yeah, I guess I can. I said, that's all you need, really. You're going to point and click on a lot of stuff. I said, have you ever used a typewriter? Yeah. I said, well, there's that keyboard. It looks a lot like the keyboard on a typewriter, right? Yeah. Okay. So you're good to go. So yes, it's new. Yes, it's scary. You're not going to break anything. To end that story, by the end of the class, she actually went through the entire PowerPoint class, and at the end of it, I had to pull her off the computer because she was having so much fun. So it was one of my favorite stories of teaching, because it was really to have somebody come in literally crying. They were so afraid, and have her leave so happy that she couldn't wait to go home, and she was going to buy a computer for her home, and it was just great. I know some people say, don't you need to install software? You know, I know you don't know how to install software. Maybe that might be you. But I bet you know how, or you didn't know how to make a cake. And if you did know how to bake a cake, you would get feedback from your friends on maybe which cake mix is the best. And then you would go by the store and you would buy that mix based on what your friend said. Then you would follow the directions on the box. Now with podcasting, you can ask, what are the best software titles? Whether it's Audacity, which is free. There's Sony Music Studio. There's Sony Acid Light, which is free. Sony Music Studio is about $40. There is Hindenburg Journalist, which is about $100. And then there's Adobe Audition. There's a GarageBand that's free. There's plenty. And sometimes it's the difference between chocolate cake and, you know, chocolate fudge cake and chocolate fudge, deep dark chocolate. You know, sometimes it's like it's one's chocolate, and the other one's chocolate. And that's some, like, for me, the difference between Audition and Sony Music Studio in terms of what you need to know for podcasting are real, real similar. That's why I like them. So I use those too. So yes, you may not know how to install software, but in the same way that you would learn how to bake a cake by following the directions, hello, School of Podcasting, step-by-step directions, show you just how, and actually will let you sample the pie in this case, or what did I say, the cake. You can actually see the software before you go and buy it. Now, if you're like, yeah, but I hear people talking about writing show notes. Well, if you write email, or if you know how to use a word processor, then you already have these skills. The only difference is where typically, let's say you type something in Microsoft Word, or maybe you type something in Microsoft Outlook, you're sending email or Gmail. It's almost identical. You bold things, you highlight things, you type, you run spell check. Writing show notes is really no different. If you know how to copy and paste in a word processor, then you know how to copy and paste a file from, let's say, Libsyn, which is your media host, into your website. Speaking of Libsyn, you can get a free month of media hosting at Libsyn. That's Libsyn, using the coupon code SOPFREE when you sign up. Get your first month free. And also, when it comes to I can't afford it, realize if you don't have a website, please contact me, because here's how this works. I can send you a link. When you order your hosting, I earn a commission on that. That commission goes to pay for a month at the School of Podcasting, and I will also set up your blog for you. So all this, I don't know how to install software. You don't have to worry about it. I'll install it for you, and then you can watch the step-by-step tutorial. So if you're just starting out, that's a great kind of quick start plan. But if you're saying to yourself, I don't think I have the tools or the skills. That's what I was going for, skills, which is kind of a, schools is the cross between skills and tools. I don't have the skills to be a podcaster. Yes, you do. If you can talk, if you can attach a file and email, if you know how to make coffee, you know how to mix, you're familiar with mixing. You have all these skills. And if you need the courage, I'm right here. I'm like that dad in the pool, looking up at his children going, go ahead and jump. I will catch you. Well, go ahead and jump. The water's fine. I will catch you. Want to say hello to all my friends on Stitcher at Stitcher.com. You can actually, I've actually been using Stitcher this week. The cool thing about Stitcher is you don't have to download. Now, with my Android phone, I use a thing called BeyondPod. But there are times when I'm using an old 3G phone. It takes forever to download these episodes. And especially if I don't have a Wi-Fi connection around. And the great thing about Stitcher is you don't have to download it. It just streams it. And what's really cool, because I hadn't used it in a while, it actually remembers where you were in previous episodes. So if you go back and you listen to the first half in your car, you can go back and it'll pick up right where I left off. The only bad news about Stitcher is not every podcast is in there, but if you contact your, whoever you're listening to and say, hey, I would like to listen to you in Stitcher, they should do it. I recommend it to everybody. When you sign up, if you want to try using Stitcher, use the code DaveJ during registration, and that'll actually give me, I think, a whole buck for trying it out. It's free software. Check it out. The only thing that I wish they would do is, number one, not every podcast I want to listen to is on there. And number two, I like to listen to my podcast at a little faster speed. But I do like the fact that I don't have to wait for the downloads and it doesn't kill my battery. Check it out. Stitcher, Stitcher.com. Use the coupon code DaveJ. All right, next up. Now, if you are an atheist or a non-believer or a skeptic, whatever you want to call yourself, I'm going to talk about the J-Man. And I don't want you to be offended. Please don't tune out. This isn't a sermon. It's just kind of a thing that says, hey, this worked for this person. Maybe we can apply this to podcasting. That is how I'm going to talk about podcast promotion the Jesus way. Now, I'm a big fan of Jesus, born and raised in a Baptist church. And if you want to actually at one point was studying to be a pastor, still kind of doing that, just a much slower pace than originally. And you can actually hear my take on religion over at feedingmyfaith.com, because I actually hate religion. Love God, love Jesus. Not a big fan of religion. It's one of the reasons why I kind of backed off some of the stuff, because I was just like, really? We're going to argue about, you know, communion wafers versus, you know, just don't get me started. So, Dave, get back on topic. So, podcast promotion the Jesus way. And people always ask, always, how do you grow your audience? Because we all want bigger audiences. And to me, I think it's Tony Robbins said the best way to learn something is to find somebody who did it well and just do what they did. So when it comes to growing an audience, I think there's one marketing plan that sticks out above all others. And no, that's not the plop, plop, fizz, fizz, you know, Alka-Seltzer commercials from the 70s. No, that is the message of Jesus Christ. And again, I don't mean any disrespect about this. I'm not making fun. I'm just kind of taking the religion out of it and looking at this from a marketing plan. And some people are like, what? You're taking the gospel and making it a mark? No, just bear with me. Okay, just hang in there. Don't keep your poison pen. Just listen, okay? So, and again, if you're an atheist, you know, don't go, oh, Jesus. Right? So hang on. But here's the key. If you read the story of Jesus, whether you think it's the inspired word of God or just a fairy tale, if you read that story, Jesus befriended people. He got to the point. He went to his audience, first of all. He walked to his audience. And after he made friends with them, he then told them his message. He made it easy. He loved his audience. And so let's look at this in a little more detail. Number one, how do I build my audience? One, go find your audience. Now, how do you do that? Well, in Jesus' day, he walked. But in 2012, you know, Twitter, Facebook, meetup.com, comments on blogs, going to Blog World. By the way, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/blogworld. I didn't mention that earlier. There's a link on the website as well, along with the coupon code. Go find your audience. That kind of means you need to know who they are, but then go there. Now, once you get there, make friends with them. Now, what I mean by this is avoid the need to spam Twitter. Yeah, I mean, there's some great tools out there like TweetAdder. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/TweetAdder, ADDER. And that, by the way, is an affiliate link. It's a great program that will go out and you can tell it, search for authors, look for bloggers and add them to people that I want to follow, kind of automate the process. But watch out, because spamming Twitter is not going to really make any friends. I always say you grow your audience one person at a time by building that relationship. And when that relationship is built by a robot, got to be careful about that. Same thing with Facebook. So, you know, Jesus didn't walk up and go, hey, people, check me out. You know, I just did some cool miracles and, you know, check them out. The whole town is talking about. That's kind of how we are. If we walk, hey, I do this podcast. It's really, really cool. No, no, no. He put out great content in the, you know, miracles, messages, and then he let the audience do the talking for him. Okay. So go find your audience, make friends with them. In fact, if you actually go to a message board and just start spamming immediately, they'll probably kick you out. I know that one from firsthand knowledge. Unfortunately, it was a lesson learned back in like 2006. Now, the other thing was he told them his message and he was himself. So he found his audience. He made friends with them. And now that he had their attention and their trust, he told them his message. He also had life-changing content. Now, of course, you know, my atheist friends may have a different opinion on that, but nonetheless, he had really good content. Content that you didn't hear anyplace else, right? These people were thinking an eye for an eye, and he said, you know what? Don't even hate your neighbor. You know, treat them like yourself. If your neighbor hits you, turn the cheek. And people are like, what? Did you hear what he just said? You don't hear that anyplace. Well, it's the kind of stuff that people, wow, did you hear that podcast? I didn't hear that anyplace. So he didn't say what everybody else was saying, and he stood out, and he was himself. The other thing he did, if you actually read the scripture around the Lord's Prayer, Jesus is saying, look, you know, God, which in this case would be the audience in regards to prayer, you know, when you pray, your audience is God. he doesn't want long, drawn-out content. And, you know, in whatever the scripture is, I've got a link to that out in the show notes. He said, basically, get to the point. Don't just pray to hear your own voice. Pray like this. And then he basically gave us the Lord's Prayer, which is really, if you say it out loud, about 30 seconds long. Get to the point. Because sometimes I think we just like to hear ourselves talk. And he's like, you know what? Your audience doesn't really appreciate that. The other thing was he was consistent. He never changed his message. And people relied on him. When things got tough, there's a story of there was this big storm and Jesus and his followers were in a boat and they were really about, it was like, dude, we are going to sink. This is like Titanic time. And meanwhile, he was catching some Z's and they're like, yeah, can you wake up and help us? And so they turned to him for help. So he was consistent. He never changed his message and people relied on him. And so with this in mind, plan a publishing schedule, whether it be daily, weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever it is. You know, do some planning, record some test shows, see how long it's going to take. Now, in my travels, and I actually tested this the last couple of weeks, I'm still finding it's about a 4-to-1 rule for audio. And that is for every minute of finished podcast, you're going to spend about 4 minutes creating it. And you're like, what you talking about? If you're doing a 15-minute podcast, it's going to take you about an hour to figure out what you're going to talk about, record it, edit it, tag it, upload it, write show notes, boom. 15-minute podcast is going to take you about an hour. And I say that not to scare you off, because I want you to know what's going on, but realize that when you say, I'm going to do a daily podcast, and then it's going to be an hour long, that's going to take you about 4 hours a day. So be very, very careful about saying, I want to do a daily podcast. Weekly is a good, a lot of people do weekly podcasts. Some of my podcasts are biweekly. I've seen some people do monthly. Monthly is not horrible after you've done it for a year, because when people find you, you have 12 episodes in the can, but typically weekly, biweekly, twice a week, some people are doing that. Whatever it takes. Doesn't really matter what it is. There is no wrong answer. That's the great thing about podcasting. You get to decide. Just whatever you decide, stick to it. Be consistent. It makes you a trusted, reliable friend that people then will turn to when they need help or when they need entertained or when they want to laugh or when they want to cry or whatever. Now, the other thing he did, he made deep relationships. He hung out with his audience. Now, originally, his original audience was the disciples. And he built that relationship, who then spread the message through word of mouth. So be sure to answer every email, reply to every comment, address every voicemail. These people are obviously following you. They're looking for you. They're relying on you. Build that relationship, and these people who are listening to you, who are watching you, could be your disciples who then help you carry out your message. He, again, went out to find his audience. He made friends with them. He told them his message. He was himself. He got to his point. He got to the point. He was consistent. He made deep relationships with his audience, who then spread his message by word of mouth. And then the other thing is he applied relentless marketing by telling everyone. If you read in the Bible, Jesus spoke to everyone. Now, by that, I mean everyone. This included tax collectors, which were like just vermin back then. Women, which unfortunately back then weren't, he was talking to, people that he just was not supposed to talk to. You know, in theory, this was just not cool to talk to these people. Didn't matter to Jesus. He was going to everybody, making friends with them, being himself, and telling him about his message so we could go wherever your audience is, doesn't matter who, make friends with them, tell them about your podcast. And again, this kind of goes with knowing your audience and knowing who needs to hear your message. And in Jesus' case, he just told everybody. So if you have business cards, you have your sample CDs, you have your posters, you have your website ready. And after you make friends, tell them all, everyone, and give everyone your message, your card, your CD, your poster, whatever it is. And again, give your business cards that point really, the business cards I have more drive people to my website. I want my website to be my hub. And give those to your family. Those are people that can be your disciples as well. Be surprised. I have a sister-in-law that's a teacher, and I've made websites for people that she just stumbles across, because a lot of teachers during the summer have their own little side business and they need websites, and sometimes they need podcasts. So business cards are dirt cheap. Put them everywhere. Tell the world, make a flyer and save it as a PDF and let your audience hang it out in their neck of the woods. But bottom line is relentless marketing. Tell everyone every time you meet somebody that's an opportunity. The other thing, make it easy. We go back to Jesus here. The Old Testament, and I don't mean to offend any of my Jewish friends, but they'd be the first to admit there was a gazillion rules on what to eat, what not to eat, how to cook it, when to do it, who's got what on their willy, and this and that, and when you can do this, and clean and unclean, you know. And again, if you read the Bible, Jesus brought a message of ease. And really, you should do the same. You should be sure to have iTunes links. Always be sure to have another way to subscribe to your podcast besides iTunes. So make it easy. And make it easy to subscribe. Have an email list for anybody who wants that. Always think of your audience and ask if there's a way that you can make it easier for them to consume your content, whether that be having a play button on your website, letting them open up the play button in a new window, being it subscribing via email, subscribing via RSS on their phone, subscribing via iTunes, whatever it is. And then, is it easy to consume your content? And is your message above the fold, which means you don't have to scroll to see it on your website? So, last but not least, love your audience. You know, while the podcast may be inspired and started on your passion, in the end, if you think about it, it should be about your audience. And while I'm personally not really crazy about being crucified for my audience, you will receive, by the way, the occasional bad review on iTunes, which feels like you've been crucified, but in reality, no. You know, about as far as I'm going to go, I'll turn off the air conditioner in July to make it quiet. You know, podcasters will sweat for their audience. But I do think about them and wonder if my topic is something they need to hear. So it's always about your audience. It's not about you. It's about your audience. And in the case of Jesus, he loved his audience. He died, literally died for his audience. And so those are some ways, again, that if we look at how do you grow your audience, the fact that we're talking about Jesus thousands of years later is, you know, marketing plan work pretty good. That is, again, create life-changing content. Go to where your audience is. Make friends with them. Then tell them about your podcast while being yourself. Get to the point. Be consistent with your podcasting schedule. Make deep relationships with those who follow you, be it on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Connect with those people. Those may be your disciples. Be relentless about telling everyone. Make it easy to consume your message. And always, always, always be thinking of your audience. So again, I apologize to any of my atheist, skeptic, non-believing listeners. Hopefully that wasn't too painful. I will say this. In defense, somebody should really think about this. I don't know what I thought about atheists before I was a podcaster, because I know many, many more than I do, because again, podcasting is a global platform, and I know four people that are atheists and didn't know any growing up. And contrary to popular belief, I don't think any of them have any kind of satanic rituals. I don't know that anybody has sacrificed any blood or things like that. They're actually fun, loving, caring people. Now, do we have a difference of opinion on who Jesus was? Absolutely. But the beautiful thing is, I live in America, and they're allowed to believe in their religion, even if their religion is that there's no religion kind of thing. Does that make sense? I'm allowed to have my belief. And that's a beautiful thing. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. We do have step-by-step tutorials, and you do have the skills to start a podcast. And I would love to help you. That's how I scratch my itch, for lack of a better phrase. Been a teacher for going on 20 years. I used to teach people about how to surf the internet. And I'd show them things like Hotbot and Lycos and Dogpile and Mama. I think it was a multiple search engine. Back in the day, before Google, you say that to somebody who's, 30, they're like, what do you mean before Google? But thanks for tuning in. If you are just starting out, contact me, because I can actually set up your website. You'll get a month at the School of Podcasting for free. You can, if you're going to Blog World, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/blogworld. Use the coupon code. I just had it. It's Pod Dave 10. It is. Here we go. Pod Dave 10 will save you 10% off. Go to schoolpodcasting.com/blogworld. If you're using Stitcher, use the code Dave J. If you're using Libsyn, use the coupon code SOP free. If you'd like to contact me, real easy. You can use the send voicemail button out at the website. You can call in your comments from podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. By the way, that's an affiliate link, in case you didn't know. You can also email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or leave a comment out of our website, which of course is schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Until then, class is dismissed. I will see you on the inside. Have a great day. God bless.